And joining us now for another take on President Bush's speech is Danielle Pletka. She is Vice President for Foreign and Defense Policy Studies at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington. Ms. Pletka, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Let me ask your overall reaction to the speech last night.
I thought the president did a good job, a necessary job. It's been far too long since he's spoken to the country on this question, and I thought he was necessarily frank, not Pollyanna-ish, which I think some officials have been in recent months. I think he gave a necessary commitment to the American people that we are in Iraq until we're done.
And can I ask you to comment on this criticism from Fred Kaplan and from others I'm reading in the papers today that there's nothing new here, no way to get out of the current situation to make things better? It's kind of more of the same.
I'm always amazed by the desire of the punditocracy and journalists in general to see the President of the United States change course every time things are going wrong. That's really the essence of bad leadership. It's one of the things that many of us didn't like about Bill Clinton, and I think that it is the right quality in the president that he doesn't feel the need to change course every time a poll shows slightly less popularity to what he's doing. There aren't any silver bullets here. It's not that we're not doing something. It is that this is a long, hard, tough slog. And the meaning of a slog is that you keep fighting forward. You don't suddenly tack back, try and switch strategies. You go forward, do the best you can, and try and win.
I was interested to read the results of a Washington Post ABC poll that was released yesterday. There look to be contradictions in here. Here's the good news for the president. Clear majority willing to keep American forces in Iraq as long as it takes to stabilize the country. But also a majority thinking we're in something that isn't actually doing us any good.
I think poll numbers are probably the wrong guide for analysts to look at Iraq. What the public sees is the day-to-day. They're going to see the car bombs. They're not seeing the Iraqi politicians driving to work and settling their differences peaceably. And that's reasonable. Car bombs are news, and peaceful settlement of differences is not news. I understand that. But that's why I think we can be misled by the poll numbers. What the polls, I think, should tell us is that the president and his administration need to do a far better job in communicating. War is tough. Soldiers being killed on a regular basis is terrible, and you have to give the American people a reason to understand why it is we're making these sacrifices, what the gains are for the United States and our allies, and he simply hasn't gotten that message out frequently enough.
Two leading Democratic senators and Republican John McCain criticized the speech, that part of it where the president said, if we need more troops over there, I'll send more troops. We do need more troops, these people are saying, and everyone should know that. How could the president not know that?
The president's line was very clear on this. He says, if we need more troops, then my commanders on the ground are the best judge of that. This is one of those second-guessing problems that you see a lot in politics. Members of Congress go there. They want to believe that we need more troops. I don't know. I think that there are probably some advantages to having additional troops, but I think there are also significant disadvantages. After all, this is something where we're hoping to stand up the Iraqis to take over significant responsibilities, where we don't want to have such a high profile that all we do is present additional targets. I don't think anybody has suggested persuasively that we're losing fights because we don't have enough men on the ground.
Danielle Pletka, Vice President for Foreign and Defense Policy Studies at the American Enterprise Institute. Ms. Pletka, thank you for being with us on Day to Day.
Thanks so much for having me.